It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at WABCBizRadio.com. This show, Mind Your Business on the legendary 77 WABC, is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business advice and strategies on so many professions and business categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, real estate, strategic planning, communication, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid business advice and strategies to get you ahead in today's business world. As we open each week with some thank yous, special thank you to Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, Rena, Srilli, Miriam, Dina, and the entire team at Bottom Line Marketing Group who play such an important support role for this show. Also, special thank you to the great folks at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin. Thank you. And also a special mention to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on, Mishpacha Magazine, the monthly Take 5 column. They've already featured the interview with David Colby, Christine Comerford, and John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi. We're also on C-Suite Radio, Audio Boom, iTunes, YouTube, C-Suite TV. And all the, as we mention each week, all episodes, nearly 90 already, are available by going to WABCBizRadio.com, WABCBizRadio.com. And just to list a number of the recent guests we've had, Keith Mistrich, the CEO of Amalgamated Bank. Of course, John Sculley we had last week. Special thank you to John, CEO of Apple and Pepsi, and the present CMO at RX Advance. I got incredible feedback on his interview, and it is available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. I mean, talk about how a truck driver became CEO of Fortune 100 companies. Unreal. The interview with John Sculley. We've also interviewed Dan Sullivan, Jeffrey Hazlett, Jay Baer, Dawn Fay, Rich Marin, Shep Hyken. The list goes on. They're all available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. And later in the program, we're going to have a bonus feature, a special interview I had with Mel Lissiton, founder and president of Lissiton & Associates. And we're going to discuss the ins and outs of buying and selling a business. Well, without further ado, getting to tonight's very special guest, Bill Walsh, venture capitalist and CEO, founder of Power Team International. Bill is known as America's small business expert and has partnered with the Small Business Expo. They have an event coming up at the Javits Center this coming Thursday, May 11th. You can get more information by going to thesmallbusinessexpo.com, thesmallbusinessexpo.com. We encourage our listeners to stay tuned for tonight's edition where we will cover the importance of networking, how the Small Business Expo will benefit you and your company, and of course, tips from America's small business expert. Bill, are you there?
I'm here. Glad to be on.
Okay.
Congratulations on all the accolades for your show. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, from you, that's a big compliment. Thank you.
Hey, listen, it's nice to hear good news on the radio. What an awesome concept.
Thank you. Well, we're waiting to welcome you into New York. I mean, you're known as America's small business expert. That does not happen overnight. I mean, last week we heard from John Sculley, you know, he was CEO of Apple and Pepsi, and he started off as a truck driver. Now, I'm not going to ask you if you were a truck driver, but, I mean, what's your journey? Well, what was it like?
So my journey was, first of all, born and raised in Chicago and right out of high school and college.
We won't hold that against you. We're not going to hold that against you.
Yeah, right, and it's okay, especially when
hey, the
our
Cubs won.
Teams are still in the playoffs.
And the
right?
Cubs
yeah,
won.
The Cubs won last year, so that's a big deal for Chicago. It only took them a little over 100 years to get there, but hey, listen, it's like success. Sometimes it takes a little longer work and process, right?
Yep.
And from there, I did. I traded, and I did 10 years of turnaround, so from 90 to 2000. I would come in and fix companies and fix the sales and marketing engine and then restart the business. And then we'd look at companies and either take them public or if they were in an asset sale, we'd close the doors and sell the assets. So after 10 years, I was burnt out. And in 2002, we wound up coming back on the scene and launch a cool product to help people get organized. We gave them a business plan and gave them a cool website. And we began to market that around the world because I was really good at helping small business take their vision or their idea, turn into a real business that actually served customers. We were building teams and systems and programs and plans. And then, of course, the marketing. And by 2005, we launched an incubator program for small businesses called the Rainmaker, which is a 2.5-day incubator that helps them understand vision, mission, path, purpose, systems, being organized. And we now offer that in about 30 countries around the world, once again designed to help small business owners. Maybe you've got that cool idea, or maybe you're involved as an agent somewhere, or maybe you want to help turn your business around. And from that in 2007, we began funding some of those ideas, and we launched very high-level think tanks in 2008 and speaker programs in 2010. And then around 2011, I was approached by a group out of New York. The show producers had this really cool idea to put expos in a couple cities and invite out thousands of small business owners. And we became their titanium sponsor and helped, you know, with some of the financing side of, you know, getting these shows off the ground. And sure enough, 6 years later, we're still doing shows with them. And now we're in 18 markets, and there'll be close to 90,000 attendees a year that come to the programs. And then, of course, while that was all going on, we began to buy some other, you know, educational firms and got really heavily involved with the give back model with a group called Unite for Good that for the first time ever really teaches entrepreneurs to become socially conscious, which we think is a wave of the future. And now I get the honor to speak and travel around the world. I've given lectures at Harvard, at the UN. I've been able to speak on stages of, you know, 50 people to 20,000 people, and I've been on a lot of major networks talking about, you know, the heartbeat of America, which truly is small business. And I love it. So that's kind of the journey that got me here. And you're right. It definitely was not an overnight. Most of these overnight success stories you hear about are about 10 years in the making.
And, you know, I'm so glad you said it like that because, you know, the media glorifies, right, the Mark Zuckerbergs and, you know, the guys that just like, wow, you know, by 22 are gazillionaires, you know, and like, and they don't realize that, you know, that's the exception, not the rule.
That is definitely the exception, not the rule. I mean, a little quick stat, which is fun around that topic, is that only 2% of the companies in America ever hit 10 million a year, and only about 7% of all new startups ever hit a million a year. So it tells you there's a lot of companies out there, and they can still be wildly successful making a few hundred thousand a year. But when you start thinking about these big companies that have these soaring numbers, they are so very few and far between. And that's why they're called unicorns these days, right?
Yeah, yeah. Now, with the upcoming expo, and again, I want to remind the listeners, registration is free. That's unbelievable. I can't believe they're really giving it away. But for some reason, I don't believe they lost their mind, but this is just exceptional. Registration is free. Go today to thesmallbusinessexpo.com, thesmallbusinessexpo.com. The event is coming up quickly. It's Thursday, May 11th. At the Javits Center in New York City. So time is running out to register. Now, Bill, I see your keynote is the 7 keys to build a 7-figure business. Who would not want to hear that lecture?
Yeah, well, I think every small business has to realize these days that even at a 7-figure business, you know, with any bit of, let's say, 20%, even 15%, you're talking about a net revenue of $150,000 to $250,000.
Right.
Which I think for a small business today, you know, when you think about how many small businesses out there are struggling. So what we help them with is, number one, how do you really own your vision? You know, not just get motivated, because if you motivate idiots, all you have is motivated idiots, right? So they're jumping around, they're all excited. But at the end of the day, you've got to have a vision, something that pulls you to where you're going. And it's funny that you bring that up, because really Steve Jobs, when he came back into Apple, he said with one word, we'll change the entire culture of our brand, is that we'll have a vision so big that it literally pulls people outside their comfort zone.
Yep.
And I think that's the same thing. So we'll talk a lot about vision and mission and path, but also all the new technology that's out. There is so much new free technology for entrepreneurs to use that gives them the edge. I think entrepreneurs have a major edge over big business today because they really can move swiftly into new technology. And believe me when I tell you that the marketplace for new customers, if you're doing anything online, it's growing at exponential rates. You're seeing, for example, in India, where there's now more than 350 million plus online users soon, and they're under 35, soon to be a billion online users, right? So 3 times the size of the U.S. market will be online within the next 3 to 5 years in India alone. So when you start to think about all the opportunities that are out there, how cool would it be to have access to many of these free tools? And we'll talk about a lot of the free tools, right? How do you find these cool new technologies to help any business get, number one, qualified leads? how to actually understand where to go find the leads at, how to search them using all these different social media sites, but more importantly, how to convert those leads into great customers. You know, when we look at companies that are successful, they do a really good job of acquiring customers and retaining customers. And we'll talk a lot about that. We'll also talk a lot about time management. How do you build what we call million-dollar habits? We find that broke people have broke habits, right? They'll always make excuses. There'll always be reasons why things won't work. But you'll find the ones, and even in corporate America, if you're in corporate America, my talk is so powerful for employees that really believe in the vision of the brand, get behind the brand, build a great culture for the CEOs. Because you don't go out there to find employees these days. You attract the right people. And that goes back to your message and your story. And then once you put all that recipe together, you've got the best chance to go win in business. So we'll talk a lot about that. And I do a Q&A during the session, too, and give away some really cool gifts. Wow. We're giving away a business makeover for one of the lucky entrepreneurs out of that day. We're going to give away a private jet trip to Vegas, so they get to come out to L.A. for one of our events and then wow. go on a private jet to Vegas. They get to win that during the keynote. And we always like to give away an iWatch or two. So I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun stuff, too, because I really do think that when people are having fun, they're going to learn more. And that's only one small aspect of this whole conference. There's 35-plus workshops. There's over 100-plus great vendors there. And that's why I say come early, bring business cards, be ready to network, but be ready to have a good conversation. So go online and circle the workshops you would like to attend early so you can really plan your whole day. Because as day goes by, it's like you blink and most of the day is gone already because there's so many great people to meet. And a lot of times, it's not even just the vendors or it may not be the workshops or the keynotes on the main stage. It could be the person you're walking right next to down the hallways of the vendor halls, you know, at the convention center at Javits. That could be one of your next business partners or next customer.
Folks, the compliment I get frequently that makes me feel, that's closest to my heart is how carefully we curate the guests on this show. And people had asked me, who's going to follow up to John Sculley? And to get someone like Bill Walsh here, America's small business expert, just the way you're talking it, like, man, and I want to remind the listeners, this expo somehow is free. Don't ask me how they wired this one, you know, how they made this work.
We have great sponsors. That helps a lot.
It's got to be a secret, yeah, because, I mean, you don't get something good for free, and here you get something great for free. I'm like scratching my head, like, how does this work?
We think also the greatest thing that people are giving is their time, right? That's, so if you'll take your
true.
Time to come out there for the day.
That's true.
Our goal is to make sure you have an amazing experience and meet great people and learn new things and, of course, implement them, right? And it's great for someone like yourself that shares this message on the radio because many times people don't get to hear about this stuff or they hear about after it's over. And it's like, gosh, I wish I'd have been there, right? So yeah. I know there's over 10,000 coming, so it's going to be an incredible show. And I can tell you that we're going to have a lot of fun there as well.
Amazing. My guest this evening is America's small business expert, Bill Walsh. We're going to take a short commercial break, but before we do, I want to remind the listeners, our giveaway this week is the book Show Me by Randall Kenneth Jones. It could be yours by sending a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. It's that simple. 64600, text it over, put in the letters MYB, and you could win an autographed hard copy edition of Randall Kenneth Jones' new book, Show Me. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Do you own a small business? Do you want free access to the biggest business networking event of the year? Check out the Small Business Expo. It's free to attend, featuring more than 25 workshops, panel discussions, networking opportunities, and over 100 exhibits, including Vistaprint, Bank of America, Progressive, and Zip Local. There's something for everyone at the Small Business Expo. Join us at the New York City Small Business Expo at the Jacob K. Javits Convention Center on Thursday, May 11th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Register free today at thesmallbusinessexpo.com. That's thesmallbusinessexpo.com.
Are you applying for Medicaid and need assistance? Are you thinking about putting a loved one in a nursing home and require guidance? Call Senior Planning Services at 516-500-SENIORS or visit senior-planning.com to get the help you need by the professionals you trust. Their expert advice will save you money, time, and frustration. Call 516-500-7364 or visit senior-planning.com. Applying for Medicaid is made simple with Senior Planning Services. Call 516-500-SENIORS. That's 516-500-7364 or visit senior-planning.com for a free consultation.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. My guest this evening is none other than the world's small business expert, but certainly America's small business expert, Bill Walsh. Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
I'm glad to be here, and thanks for having such a great show that helps so many people.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And, of course, New York is looking forward to welcoming you on Thursday, May 11th, for the Small Business Expo that's coming up at the Javits Center. I want to remind the listeners, you can attend, and there is no fee. Don't ask how they pulled that off, but, well, actually, we addressed it earlier. I mean, they have sponsors. But, like this, you should just know you're not getting something like, okay, if it's free, like, what am I getting already? You're getting Bill Walsh and a lot more. All you have to do is go to thesmallbusinessexpo.com, thesmallbusinessexpo.com, and register today. Time is running out. Now, Bill, you touched on this earlier, but I just want to really bring it out in a way that small business people understand. Someone's running a small, and that's primarily the listenership of this group. The feedback we get is from people, sole entrepreneurs to people that have 1,000 employees or less. I've gotten much feedback from that. Now, we know that some people just stay at their desks day and night, and they're like, I just don't have time. There's a friend of mine. He has a small operation. I said to him, you know, there's an expo coming up. I think you should register. He said, oh, will I really get anything from it? How important is it? At least if I'm in the business, I'm by my desk, I could work on stuff. Now, you probably feel like you want to strangle the guy, but what's your pleasant answer?
Okay. I understand that, because here's the thing, right, is that so often entrepreneurs are grinding, right? But here's something I do know for a fact, that many times you can't see the picture when you're in it. Many times you can't see the picture when you're in it. And for entrepreneurs, this happens so often because they get stuck in the picture and they have no way to get out. And yet they think by sitting there or by just staying grinding, doing stuff that's 10 bucks an hour or less, that they're going to get out of their own way. So what I always allow individuals and business owners to know is that sometimes that there's no music without the spaces, right?
Right.
So sometimes you got to be able to take a break, step outside of your cubicle or step outside of your CEO desk, and go learn new things, go meet new people. Because the minute you think that you know it all, the minute you stop innovating, you're actually making yourself obsolete. Right. We're going to make sure that as a part of this program, when you come down to the Small Business Expo, you'll not only meet great people, you'll not only great ideas, you'll understand how to implement those things to grow your small business. I mean, I look at small businesses so often and, you know, if they're not on page one of Google, nobody finds them. If they're not using social media, they're missing 200 million potential people that log in every day or more. They're also, if they're not using, you know, really good vision-based time management skills, they're going to be busy, busy, busy. And we find that a lot of entrepreneurs live in a place called Busyville. And I say, where are you busy going? I don't know, but I'm busy. Well, you know, that not going nowhere. They're just spinning, right? So once they start to realize that we have bigger things to do, once they start to realize that many of the things that they think they're so great at, they're not that great at, and most of them can be delegated. So we can teach them how to use resources so they can free up some of their time, have more time for their family, be innovating all the time. So once a month, you're always working on yourself. Once a month, you're finding somewhere to go to that makes you a better leader, a better person, a better entrepreneur. You know, and I think that once they start to do this, it becomes a habit. And I have found, I've been a student of Jim Rohn for many years, R-O-H-N.
Mm-hmm.
Been a student of Napoleon Hill and some of his thought process with a book called Think and Grow Rich. Stephen M. R. Covey, The Seven Habits of Highly Successful People. That all of a sudden, successful people tend to have very similar traits, right, when it comes to a process of their work environment. And many times it could be toxic, and they even know it's toxic. So if they can step out and get a breath of fresh air like an event like this, meet maybe one or two or 10 great, they have a whole networking session. They have a whole program for Charity Central, where there's new charities you can talk to, local charities, right? Wow. You'll learn about the Unite for Good movement, U4G.com. The founders, the Melikov Foundation, sponsored the TV show on NBC called Give. You'll get to meet somebody like Kevin Harrington from the Shark Tank will be there as well, right? So I've invited in some really good friends of mine that do some great stuff. But once again, 90% of success is marketing. And a big part of your success to make that happen is you got to show up. You know, so to come up with all the excuses why you can't be there, it really stagnates a lot of businesses because they get stuck in the same old, same old. So this is definitely a breath of fresh air for an entrepreneur. I know if your company is 0 to $10 million in revenue, we can help you 100% of the time, because we'll see things in your business you can't see in yourself. And of course, I'm not a life coach. I can't cook. I can make great reservations, but I'm a great business coach. You know, I was ranked last month top 30 business coaches in the world by Guru Magazine.
Beautiful.
It's not a magazine that you pay for.
Congratulations.
They do the research. They see the clients you serve, and they rank you as part of that. And that, to me, is an honor, right? But more importantly, I have a great ability that if you tell me where the vision for your brand would like to go, I can help you with the team and the systems and the programs and the partnerships and the time management, sometimes the capital funding, or at least the funding partnerships you might look for. And this is all understanding that every small business out there has big goals. They've got big dreams. Well, many of them had big goals and dreams last year that didn't show up this year.
Right.
So we help them understand that they keep doing the same thing over and over and expect a different result. That's insanity. So it's really about understanding little things you can do every day to make a much bigger difference in your business tomorrow.
Unbelievable. Now, Bill, I was in preparation for this interview. I went online and I actually watched a part of the your Harvard presentation.
And, oh, cool.
So now I'm not going to ask you if you actually gave away hundreds. I'm sure that what you gave away, the book or the pamphlet, was even much more, had much greater value than even the $100 cash. But are you going to be giving out cash? Well, you know, give us a.
I am. I always like to give out some cash in the front of the stage. I don't know why it is. It just gets people crazy. But I also like to give away a lot of DVDs, right? I give away a lot of free gifts because I realize that entrepreneurs have a short attention span. You know, they're tuned in quickly, tuned out quickly.
Yep.
And when you give away free stuff and have fun with a group, when you literally have a good conversation with a group, and that's really what my presentation is. I do a Q&A in the middle of my presentation. I can ask anything they want about business growth. I don't care what their question is. I'll take some of their questions and help them with that. And people love that. You know, we just sit on a chair and take some questions because we find that, and I speak around the world, right? We do a European tour this summer, but I find around the world entrepreneurs are entrepreneurs.
Right.
Man, they're hungry. They're excited. They're trying to figure out the next move. You know, most of them don't have any money when they're starting out, and that's normal, right? But they're willing to put the work into it. And that's the thing. I love what Carnegie said many years ago, and he said that success is all about the power of association, right? So begin to think about who you're with. And even Einstein talked a lot about, you know, that you can't solve a problem on the same plane that you're on. You got to step up and step outside the plane. You know, to have someone like Scully on your show that's been through so much, there's nothing he hasn't seen at the Fortune 100 level. But I promise you, the decisions at the Fortune 100 level are different than decisions that someone's making at a brand new business level. So if you're an entrepreneur, you're a small office, home office, you're just getting started as an independent agent, whether you're in real estate or you're in a home-based business or you're an executive in transition, you're going to love this event. You're going to love some of the workshops, right? There's a lot of VIP workshops going out throughout the day on social media, on brand awareness, on how to get capital. There's workshops on real estate. So there's lots of different things that are there. So there's something for everybody that comes out to the show, comes out to the expo and learn about different stuff. And what I will tell you today, and this is a big one for all your listeners, make sure you dress for success. Make sure you bring lots of business cards. And all the fortune is in the follow-up. If you meet great people, they're follow-up within 48 hours. Don't wait a week or two or a month because they probably forgot you by then. It's really, really important that you, you know, connect with people right away. And if you're going to offer something you're going to help them with, just follow up and deliver it.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, I don't know where you were, but the good news is by Tuesday, following the airing of this show, it will be up at WABCBizRadio.com. You go there and you'll be able to listen either on your computer, iTunes. You could download it. It's all there. WABCBizRadio.com. I want to remind the listeners, our giveaway this week is the book by Randall Kenneth Jones. He interviewed celebrities, business tycoons, etc., and he shares their feedback. One lucky listener is going to win a hardcover autographed edition of Show Me. All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, and you're automatically entered. Again, 64600, put in MYB, and you're automatically entered to win the new book, Show Me. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Are you applying for Medicaid and need assistance? Are you thinking about putting a loved one in a nursing home and require guidance? Call Senior Planning Services at 516-500-SENIORS or visit senior-planning.com to get the help you need by the professionals you trust. Their expert advice will save you money, time, and frustration. Call 516-500-7364 or visit senior-planning.com. Applying for Medicaid is made simple with Senior Planning Services. Call 516-500-7364. 500-SENIORS. That's 516-500-7364. Or visit senior-planning.com for a free consultation.
Do you own a small business? Do you want free access to the biggest business networking event of the year? Check out the Small Business Expo. It's free to attend, featuring more than 25 workshops, panel discussions, networking opportunities, and over 100 exhibits, including Vistaprint, Bank of America, Progressive, and Zip Local. There's something for everyone at the Small Business Expo. Join us at the New York City Small Business Expo at the Jacob K. Javits Convention Center on Thursday, May 11th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Register free today at thesmallbusinessexpo.com. That's thesmallbusinessexpo.com.
Since 1848, the quality of Herzog wines has been appreciated by royalty as well as those who aspire to it. Located in its state-of-the-art winery in Oxnard, California, the Herzog family produces a wide range of wines combining old-world value and new-world technology. These wines have made Herzog Wine Cellars the most award-winning kosher winery in the world.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. My guest this evening is none other than America's small business expert, Bill Walsh. Bill, I can't thank you enough for cutting out of your incredibly precious time to join me here on Mind Your Business.
I'm glad to be here with you. And anytime you need someone to talk about helping small business, I'll definitely be there for you.
That's amazing. Now, you know what? Hey, you've given away stuff on stage. I don't mean to put you on the spot here. You're going to give away something here on the show? I mean,
absolutely. I always love.
Thank you. You're a sport.
So for all of your listeners that are on, we always have a great. It's the five things you have to know. It's a special report, the five things you have to know to launch, grow, and build a great business. I'll give you access to some of our videos from my Harvard training and some of the trainings I've done around the world, as well as you can be our newsletter as a complimentary for the whole year just for tuning in. So if you're on today and you're listening, it's really simple to get it. The value is about $300. You'll get it all as a complimentary gift. If you'll just text these letters, they're very easy letters. If you're in New York City, it's NYC. So you text NYC. And you send that to 26786, right from your cell phone. So you text NYC to 26786. And you'll get those gifts coming right into your phone as well as your email. And we're glad to give away really cool stuff.
That is such a nice gift. By the way, this is worth more than that $100 that he's going to wave in front of the
audience. It is for sure.
Audience. But maybe you could repeat again just the actual number. And the letter is NYC, folks. NYC, hello. It's NYC.
Right. But you're going to get that one down. So you just go to the top of your phone. You're going to send a message to somebody. You put in the 2 line where like you're putting a phone number in, except it's a short code. It's a short number. So it's 26786. And then the message, of course, is NYC. And once you put that in, you'll get lots of great information from myself and from our company, Power Team International. Once again, free report on growing your business, newsletter for the whole year, and access some really cool videos that I've done or as I've traveled around the world.
Wow. Beautiful. Now, Bill.
All as a gift.
Yeah. You're keeping you're living up to your reputation.
Right.
What can I say, Bill? I see that there's going to be a bonus session on public speaking.
There is,
right, and you said you've spoken to an audience of 1 to 20,000 plus. Maybe you could share with us, even on the radio, some tips on public speaking.
Well, here's the thing is that today everyone's a public speaker. You may not realize it, but if you speak to one person, you're a public speaker, you know, and now all of a sudden the age of digital is here. So you may think you're speaking to one, but, you know, whether it's Facebook Live you're promoting on or if you're blue check verified on Facebook, you've got Facebook mentions. There's a new app called Boosker, B-U-S-K-E-R. It's a free downloadable app that you can talk and share your message on finance or health or wisdom, and they will send people to hear that you're on the line. And while you're speaking, they can click a button and pay you. They can click a button right on the screen and put money in your PayPal account just for sharing some of your content. There's platforms like Instant Teleseminar that you can put up your PowerPoint, you can record your voiceover, you can push a button, and it builds your website for you that can actually share your product or service with customers all over the world. So, and I'll share more of this at the expo, but also, you know, you got to begin to think about if you were on CNN, if you were on a radio, right? How would you build a powerful 2-minute presentation? And we'll help you with that at the expo. One of the greatest things you can do is stop just trying to pass out business cards all the time. Go speak to the right events. You want to connect with millionaires in New York City? There's a website called Vistage, V-I-S-T-A-G-E, Vistage. These are CEOs that run multi-million dollar companies. And they're always looking for speakers and authors. I'll talk to you during my general session about how to write your book. We'll talk about the public speaking session, how to get more brand awareness to your story through the power of your voice. See, what I know for a fact is that, you know, my business partner wrote a book called Chicken Soup for the Soul. And he was laughed at by so many people. People aren't going to read those stories. That's a dumb idea. They've sold 500 million copies under the brand Chicken Soup for the Soul. So I know everyone has a voice in them. We're going to help you get that voice out and how to monetize that voice. So we'll talk about speaking to small groups. We'll talk about speaking at chambers and rotaries and how to become more effective at it. And then we'll also talk about if you want to speak and sell from the stage. So I'll spend a few minutes at the end of the day for those that are probably an expert in their space for 3 to 5 years. They're already great at what they do. They're probably serving a lot of people. There's obviously some money in the industry that you're speaking or they're an expert in, right, and they're really passionate about it. Because there are stages all over the world that need to hear your message, right? So we've created programs now that are like a 5-day speaker intensive. We build it all for you. We'll build your product box, your media kit, shoot your video. And after 60 days, we'll review your video together, your presentation, and we'll put you on a stage to go sell your product. Because the only way someone's going to learn to speak is if they speak. But don't think because you're afraid of being in front of a room, you know, that I can't do this. We'll get you over all the fear. We'll teach you how to have a conversation with the room versus trying to speak at people. We'll teach you how to get rid of all the slides on the wall where you read the slides and you learn to speak from your heart. And the minute you start to do that, you're like, this is not so tough. I mean, think about it. The first time you rode a bike, you fell. Second time you fell again.
Right.
Finally, one of your parents held up the bike and you learned to ride the bike. It's the same with public speaking. The more that you do of it, the easier it becomes.
Amazing. Now, by the way, we did have Jack Canfield on the show. He was one of our guests.
Yeah. Jack is a rock star. So Jack is Mark's partner. And Mark is obviously the visionary with all the million ideas. And Jack is definitely the guy that gets all this stuff done. Jack, without a doubt, a Harvard degree, brilliant guy. I've done some events with him. And he knows the stuff and he lives it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he literally lives in the space that he's in. And that's a big secret. If you're going to get a mentor or a coach or someone to help with you on growing your business, growing your life, you don't know something until you live it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of person you want to have around you. Someone's already been through the trenches that you're looking to go through. Someone's already been to the place you'd like to be. You know, if you're running out, like I said, I like the Scully example, running one of these wildly successful companies, that's where you're at.
Right.
That's the guy you want to talk to. But if you're just starting out, or maybe you're, you know, under 10 million a year in revenue, I can say with you, the stuff that we're going to teach you and the tactical things we're going to help you with, it's not the theory, it's the actual work product that you've got to do every day to increase your leads, your customer accounts, retain those customers, get your brand out to the marketplace. And doing this all on a very low budget.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of businesses don't have big budgets when they're starting out. It's just the reality of it.
Nice. Hey, here's a quick question. You know, that comes up for, you know, small business owners that are looking to go to networking events. And let's just say they happen to be introverts. Now, I'm not saying that it's normal for an entrepreneur to be an introvert. A little bit of a contradiction. But there are some out there. And it's just not their style. How could they get over this in order to still benefit from, and you know, not being frightened out of their whatever to show up?
Well, the big thing for someone that's new like that, right, is that we'll give them a process. You know, share with the group who you are. Share with the group what you're going to do for them, because they don't care what you do. They care what you're going to do for them.
Right.
You know, tell them why they should listen to you. Either you're an innovator or you're an expert. You know, and then, of course, let them know that you give back. Let them know that you're about not just making money, but also making a difference. Because the minute people know that you care, many times they don't care how much you know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But they need to know that you care. And then, of course, don't try to sell things to the audience. Just give them some free stuff. If you only have a few minutes to speak at a chamber or a rotary or a tip, my bonus session will change your life at the expo. Because we'll help you understand that in less than 5 minutes, how do you move a room to say, I've got to have more of that right now? And then we'll give you the tools like the text message marketing software. We'll give you the tools like the Facebook marketing. We'll give you the tools like the built-in CRM systems, right? That every small business needs, but many times have no idea the one source to go find all this stuff. Well, now you'll have that one source. We'll make it a whole lot easier for you. But if you have that fear, that's okay. We'll teach you how to simply ask a few questions and literally break the ice in such a way that the audience can't wait to hear from you some more. But we'll also teach you to stop talking at people. Just, you know, maybe pull up a chair and have a conversation with the group, because the more comfortable they are, the more comfortable you're going to be. And a lot of this just goes back to, I wish I could tell you that there's like, you know, you can listen to this one tape and it's all the answers. No, you got to go do it. I could give you 20 tapes on being a great skier. I can give you 5 bonus videos. But if I took you and you never skied before and you watched all the videos and all the audios, and I took a private plane to Vancouver, we took a helicopter to the top of Whistler, and I said, well, you missed the video I'm putting the skis on, so I'll put the skis on for you. And we dropped you on what are called double black diamond ski slopes and said, here you go. Pretty good chance you're going to die. Does that make sense? So the videos and the audios are great, but they're only one piece of the process that it's the art of doing, right? And there's nothing wrong with going slow. You know, have some fun. Maybe you speak to 4 people, then 5 people, then 10 people. And that's why Toastmasters and LaTips and all these groups are great. The more you speak, the better you get, the easier it becomes. And people say, man, you speak in front of those big groups, do you get butterflies? I say, you know, not really anymore, because I love walking on stage and having a great conversation with the group. And all of a sudden, the energy literally flows back and forth from the group. I can feel the energy from the group as I walk on the stage and talk about, you know, launch, grow, build a great business, speaking, high-level mastermind, think tanks, leadership, marketing, because these are things I live every day.
Bill, as we approach the close of this interview, and again, my guest is Bill Walsh, America's small business expert. And I can't thank you enough for joining me here on this edition of Mind Your Business.
Please, thanks for having me on. This has been great.
It's amazing. What final quick takeaway do you want to share with the audience?
Here's the big one, everybody. You know what? Stay true to who you are. Be authentic in yourself. Have really clear vision, path, and purpose. And the number one thing that I can tell you as an entrepreneur, that the only way you're going to make it through all the barriers and through all the challenges, is never quit.
Amazing.
Even if people laugh at you and they tell you you're stupid and you're dumb, if your friends think you're nuts and you're crazy, you're probably on the right path. So it's okay. Don't worry. As an entrepreneur, I've had plenty of failures. I've been broke and wealthy. I promise you, broke sucks, but you can never quit.
Bill, I can't wait to meet you in person at the Javits Center on the 11th.
Looking forward to it.
Take care, Bill.
All right. Thanks for having me on the show. You're awesome.
Take care. Thank you again.
Bye-bye now.
Folks, that was Bill Walsh, America's small business expert. Really incredible advice. In case you're just tuning in, no worries. You'll be able to get the entire interview by going to WABCBizRadio.com. WABCBizRadio.com. Also wanted to mention to the listeners that the book Show Me is our giveaway this week. All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. Again, send a text to 64600 MYB and you're automatically entered to win this hardcover autographed book from Randall Kenneth Jones, Show Me. Special giveaway for the listeners here, Mind Your Business. Also want to mention that the Small Business Expo, which is coming up on May 11th, the registration is free. And Bill had shared with us that that was because of some gracious sponsors. So small business owners and anyone involved in the business world that's looking to get ahead, and that's certainly fits in with our mission here on the Mind Your Business show, is encouraged to sign up and attend. It's at the Jacob Javits Center. That's how it's known. Everyone knows where that is. Now the number 7 train goes there. Yay. Thursday, May 11th. All you have to do in order to go is just sign up. Go to visit thesmallbusinessexpo.com. thesmallbusinessexpo.com. Well, when we come back, we're going to hear from Mel Lissiton here on Mind Your Business. Stay tuned, and we're going to take a short commercial break. We'll be right back.
Are you applying for Medicaid and need assistance? Are you thinking about putting a loved one in a nursing home and require guidance? Call Senior Planning Services at 516-500-SENIORS or visit senior-planning.com to get the help you need by the professionals you trust. Their expert advice will save you money, time, and frustration. Call 516-500-7364 or visit senior-planning.com. Applying for Medicaid is made simple with Senior Planning Services. Call 516-500-7364. 516-500-SENIORS. That's 516-500-7364. Or visit senior-planning.com for a free consultation.
Hi, this is Yitzchak Saftlis of Mind Your Business. Well, I'm happy to announce that recently Mind Your Business joined C-Suite TV. Well, are you looking for some great business content other than right here on this show? Then check out C-Suite TV and watch in-depth interviews and business content for C-level executives and entrepreneurs. Watch and get insider secrets on demand by going to csuitetv.com. Again, that's csuitetv.com. C-Suite TV, business insights on demand.
If you're a C-suite leader looking for a place to network and connect with your peers, let me tell you about the C-Suite Network Conference, taking place in Dallas May 22nd and 23rd. If you're a business with annual revenues of $5 million or greater, or a vice president or above, come join a group of top executives, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders talking about managing growth in the C-suite. For more information, visit csuitenetwork.com/conference. That's csuitenetwork.com/conference.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzchak Saftlis right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. And of course, for the many, many thousands that tune in via the 77 WABC app. My guest now is none other than Mel Lissiton. Some background about a very distinguished guest. And I've had the opportunity to meet with Mel previously, a fascinating individual. Mel founded Lissiton & Associates. They are the number one business brokerage in North America. They've been in business for over three decades. Mel is one of the leading business brokers in the world, and in fact, recently has been named to the Business Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Mel. Mel has consulted many high-profile companies, including Levi Strauss, Macy's, Bloomingdale's, Coca-Cola, and many, many others. With that intro, we give a warm welcome to Mel Lissiton. Mel, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, I don't know where to start, because with someone that has the amount of experience that you have in buying and selling, I mean, we can go on for hours on end. But just tell us about yourself. You're the founder of Lissiton & Associates, one of the leading business brokers in the world. Your vast experience allowed you to provide your clients with the expert advice and strategies that they need. Acquisition and International Magazine said that you have disrupted the merger and acquisition industry and are the world's current leader. How did this happen?
Well, it all started when I sold my fashion companies. I actually started out to be a fashion designer.
And by the way, you went to FIT.
Yes.
Yay.
And wound up building several fashion companies, but I hated it.
Hmm.
And I just decided, I made money, but it wasn't all about money. I just didn't have a great life. I lived on an airplane, flew to hundreds of companies trying to look for production for the products we were making, and it wasn't any fun. So I sold my companies. The next thing that happened is Levi Strauss, who had tried to buy my company, hired me as a consultant to help put them in the clothing business. Mm-hmm. Then I wound up working with JCPenney, Cardin, Macy's, you name some of the rest. Well, again, I found that I didn't like the business. And I really, it was never about money in my life. And so I was looking for the right thing. And one day someone came to me and said, hey, you sold your business. Why don't you sell mine? It took me 20 minutes on the phone to make this man an extra $1 million. And I said, oh, my God, where have I been all my life?
And you enjoy doing it.
And I loved it. And for the next many years, I did those kind of deals. I would call people who were ready to sell and find out who was interested in selling and sell their business. I used to advertise on the New York Times and on the Wall Street Journal. And then in about 2004, the internet started to hit the business, mm-hmm. and many things happened all at once. We started to talk about the coming of the baby boomer age. Mm-hmm. We started to know about using the internet and the far-reaching effects that it could have. And I looked into it and realized that there was nobody doing this, that the business was what I'll call a good old boy business. You want to sell your company, the most important thing you worry about is confidentiality.
Right.
So you might call your lawyer or your accountant and say, do you know anybody who might want to buy my business? But you're afraid to, you can't advertise it. You don't know what to do.
Right.
The other choices were people who have maybe sold businesses and helped somebody sell one or two, but there was no organization. I had come from building businesses where I built them by marketing, advertising, and getting the word out. Also, being very futuristic in my thinking and thinking about what was coming next. The next thing that happened was I built some websites.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, instead of being able to talk to 7 or 8 people a week, I was able to talk to 7 or 8 people a day. Today, we are on 55 websites in 10 languages all over the world. We help a seller of a business to find just that right buyer that fits his business, that fits his what he's looking for financially, the type of program he's looking for. Maybe he's looking for a partner. We'll help him with that. We'll look until we find him the right person. And we're selling a lot of businesses. Mm-hmm. And we're now well known, as you know, all over the world. And there was, unfortunately, I feel like we're Avis, and there's, I'm sorry, not Avis, we're Hertz, and there's no Avis. I wish there was an Avis, because we're alone in an industry.
Mel, you're looking for competition? This is unreal.
Yeah, because competition helps. I learned long ago that, you know, you've seen buildings go up where you have many showrooms of different types all mm-hmm. in the same building.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have that, and that's the biggest difficulty we run into, is people have never heard of us, they don't know about us, we're not a normal everyday conversation, because someone looking to sell a business, all he thinks about is confidentiality.
Right.
He doesn't want to lose
right.
his customers,
right.
his suppliers, his employees yeah. as he's trying to sell his business. So we've put together a program where we have learned how to do all of this and maintain total confidentiality and find that buyer exactly what he's looking for.
Now, how could they
have a very high rate of success.
And how could they get in touch with your firm?
Lisiten.com, LISITEN.com.
That simple. Now, let's go through, you know, the which is obvious to you, but perhaps not to the many listeners in the audience. Someone is thinking about selling their business, and they're very nervous and apprehensive about the confidentiality factor. And they also might think, well, I'll make more if I do it on my own. And that's really wrong, as you know. Can you explain why that approach is really backwards, even though they think they'll gain more?
Well, to give you an example, we just listed a business 2 weeks ago where we already have 50 buyers that have come in signing non-disclosure agreements that all we have to do is weed through them and find the best. So obviously that owner is going to get a big choice. That doesn't always happen. But typically, when we list a decent business that's, we call it a past, a present, and a future, mm-hmm. has a good history, is presently well situated in its industry, and has a potential future because a buyer wants to buy a business that he can grow.
Right.
He needs to be able to grow
right.
it in order to justify his investment.
Right.
And so we look for that, and those are the types of companies we want to work with, and we can help them. And it doesn't matter what their volume is. But we only work with privately held businesses. We do not do public corporations. We sell sometimes to public corporations, and we are connected all over the world to just about every private equity group, just about every family investment office, just about every high net worth individual who's interested in buying multiple businesses, and many, many smaller public corporations that are looking to acquire companies. So we have this reach, and we make a very huge investment in this. We make a typical owner of a company is trying to get by without spending any money. We take the opposite approach. We go out there and we spend money to make money, and it works. It's that simple.
My guest this evening on Mind Your Business is none other than Mel Lissiton. And you could find out more about this his incredible operation by going to Lissiton.com. I'll spell that Lissiten.com. Now, I read in an article which you used the analogy of, and you explained the difference between a temporary business slump and the peak of a bell curve, because you talk about the exactly perfect time to sell a business. When is that?
When it's on an upswing. When a business is on an upswing, we can show a potential buyer that he's already got a business that's on an upswing. It helps him to make a quick decision. You got to realize that, let's take the man who built the business 30 years ago. And he got it for nothing. He started his business. He put in his blood and sweat and guts.
And tears.
And tears and whatever money he might have had and built this business with all his energy over all these years.
Seat of his pants.
But he got it for nothing.
Right.
No money, in other words.
Right.
Now a buyer comes along, has to buy that for, let's say, $10 million. And let's say that this business that we're talking about was netting $2 million to the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's selling at a multiple, we call it a multiple, of five times the $2 million. So the value of the business would be $10 million in this case. Well, in order for the buyer to justify buying that $10 million business, he's got to figure a way to build it to about $14
million. Right.
Because in order to, because if he wants to still earn the $2 million that he was buying in the first place, he's got to grow that business in order to justify his investment and still come out with the $2 million. So there are a great many aspects that go into selling a business, and we have to look at every single possible aspect.
And any company that's looking to sell or to buy, but certainly the ones that are selling, when they reach out to Lissiton and Associates, your firm holds their hand. They go through the entire. It's not just a phone call and say, okay, we'll get back to you. I mean, it's
first of all, it's about confidentiality. You don't want to give it out to a lot of people as an owner, because you don't want to lose your employees, your customers.
You could melt down the
suppliers.
Company in no time. Yeah.
So the first thing we do is we have one of our people in control of that one client, who all information goes through one person who makes sure that we know exactly who is getting the information. We have a non-disclosure agreement that in 35 years in business has never been broken. I'm really proud of that. We have never had a problem with our non-disclosure agreement. And it's a tough one, and it's a tough one. And we want it to be tough because we want to protect our client. We have a fiduciary responsibility to the owner of that company to make sure that we're taking care of that business. Also, for our own sake, we work on a commission, and we want to make sure that that business isn't falling away as we're trying to sell
and lose value at this critical time.
Right, exactly. So these are some of the things that we have to take into account. But we take just about everything into account. I've taught this subject in college. only to walk away realizing I was teaching kids who were not going to be my customers in the short term, to tell you the truth. I've given many lectures, as you know. I've been all over the world doing this. We have clients coming from all over the world. And about 80% of the business we sell are probably sold to people from the United States. But still, the world is getting smaller, right, and we're out there. And I wish everybody was out there, but they're not.
My guest was none other than Mel Lissiton, the founder and owner of Lissiton Associates. Thank you so much. It's amazing how fast time goes when you're on radio. We're out of time. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you. It only took me 35 years to become an overnight success.
And how true is that statement? And, of course, you could find out more about this operation for anyone who's looking to buy their business or sell their business by going to Lissiton.com. That's Lissiten.com. Well, that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night here on 77 WABC for another edition of Mind Your Business. Have a great week.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night from 11 until 12 for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.